Now, the Global Apprenticeship Network of Australia launched its Apprenticeship Vacancy Index this week, and it's going to be updated throughout the year, and it's designed to show overall job vacancies at a glance and allow users to really drill down into specific numbers nationally and also by state and job sector. Now, the Global Apprenticeship Network, or GAN as they refer to it, plans to use this index to increase awareness around apprenticeships in Australia. Now, we're joined today by Dean Luciano, who is the GAN Australia's chair. Dean, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity, Willie.
Yeah, look. Okay, first of all, how many apprenticeships are there in Australia, roughly?
Well, there's about 275,000 active apprentices and trainees in training in Australia at the moment.
Yep.
And that's compared to a total labour workforce in excess of 12 million. But look, if you benchmark that internationally, that's an amazing percentage. It's really quite high if you compare it internationally. Well over 10, 12% actually of the workforce is apprentice or trainee.
Yeah, I think that's really phenomenal. And in terms of vacancies at the moment for apprenticeships, do you have a rough number on how many of those there are?
Look, we do. Over the last probably 5 months or so, there's been about 5,500 vacancies, which is really surprising. That there are always at least sort of 1,200 vacancies every month on the system. And I guess that's part of producing the index, just to sort of, highlight and understand that there are a number of vacancies in the system across the country. And we need to get more young people in particular into these vacancies.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I have a question for you in terms of, you know, it's obvious that there are, young people heading into apprenticeships, but are there ever mature age apprentices?
Look, there is. And interestingly, the average age of a first year apprentice has probably moved up to more like sort of 20 and even 21 years of age.
Okay.
You know, in the good old days, and I was an apprentice once upon a time, the average age of an apprentice would have been only sort of, 17 or 18 would have been an older apprentice. And so, kids are actually completing year 12, which is absolutely wonderful. Often they have a year off or they're a little bit undecided as to what they might like to do, whether it's a university pathway or a vet pathway. And so by the time they actually enter the workforce, they're often around 19, 20, 21 years of age.
And so in terms of the types of apprenticeships that are out there, what are the top five vacancies that are around at the moment?
Look, the top five and probably the main one is really around building and construction, automotive. We have, a number of vacancies still in the electrical and community support area.
Yep.
I think that, it's important to note that apprenticeships have evolved a lot, apprenticeships and traineeships. You can do them in sort of 600-700 different vocations, believe it or not.
Wow.
And the traditional concept of a plumber, builder, electrician, that just makes up probably only half of what's happening in Australia at the moment.
And so what are some of the ones that are maybe less common that we aren't aware of?
Well, if we look at sort of the less common ones in terms of numbers of vacancies, it's probably around agriculture, sport, recreation. There's a number of vacancies that are seeing in that sort of hospitality area. When we say less common, it's probably just that there's a few less vacancies, but there's lots of different vocations and careers that can be built from all of these different streams. It's really wonderful.
What did you do your apprenticeship in?
Kids, actually. So I started off life as a fitter and
turner. Oh, you just dropped out. I didn't hear. What did you start?
I started off life as a fitter and turner, boilermaker.
Awesome.
And sort of evolved from there. And I think that's a really key message as well, that it's a really good way to make the transition from school to work. And the skills that you learn in a trade, they stay with you for life. Now, I've obviously gone on and did other training and other education. And these days I push a pen for a living. I'm a CEO. But, there's dozens and dozens of really successful stories, really high-profile CEOs, senior managers, and successful business people in their own right that started off life as an apprentice. And I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point, because it's almost like, I feel, as doing an apprenticeship, it's almost like you get a traineeship in running your own business, particularly if you get an apprenticeship in a smaller company or, you know, a family business.
Absolutely.
You really do get exposure over seeing how the business runs, seeing how to deal with clients, understanding,
Absolutely.
You know, budgets. So,
look, it is, and it's a good point that you make too, Willie, because particularly in regional Australia, where businesses are often a lot smaller, they do need to have an understanding and expertise in a much wider range of competencies. And we shouldn't forget that well over 60% of all apprentices and trainees that are employed in Australia are actually employed by small to medium-sized business.
Mm.
So not only is it really critical to our labour force, the contribution that's being made by small business, but it's also a fantastic grounding, as you say, for a really wide range of skill development.
Yep. Dean, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been really fascinating. And with regards to the information about the Global Apprenticeship Network, is that's an online resource that everyone can access?
Absolutely.
Okay,
we
great.
Aim just to try and raise awareness. So if you go to ganaustralia.org,
yep.
You'll find the index, and you can actually click on lots of different information, and some of it is actually state-specific as well. So really interesting information, and hopefully we can work together to raise awareness for what wonderful pathways we can create through VET. And GAN Australia is really looking forward to making a contribution.
Excellent. Dean, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Pleasure. You too. Thank you.